You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
This was submitted to us through Facebook. If you haven't started following on the FB, just search Dom and Jeremy. Dom and Jeremy. Jeremy posts all sorts of great stuff on there every single day, including the clickbait. And people can reach out with a question or problem. In this case, it's Caroline. Are you ready for Caroline's issue?
Indeed.
Dom and Jeremy, I'm looking for advice on how to handle something at work. The man who sits in the cubicle next to me has family pictures up in his work area like most of us. So far, so good, right?
Yeah.
No problem. But, she says, I have to walk past every day and look at a picture of his wife in a bikini. She's built really well, and the bikini is very revealing. He also has pictures of he and his wife and their kids, but this one photo is troublesome to me.
Uh-oh.
Caroline writes, no, it's not pornographic, but it's skimpy, and I don't think it has a place in a professional workspace, even though it's a family photo. Nobody else has complained, but I'm wondering if I should speak to HR about it. I'd love it if you could discuss this on your radio show.
Harumph, harumph, harumph. Is that how she ended it?
No.
Caroline? Are you sure it wasn't Karen line?
Hey.
I'm going to change it in my notes. Karen line.
You know, Caroline is the listener to this show. Do you want to treat her with a little more respect? So, in other words, you're showing your hand here. I see how you're voting.
It's his wife. Come on. He's admiring his wife throughout the day. It's not like he's got the Sports Illustrated swimsuit magazine sitting there and a calendar, you know, that he flips every month. It's his wife and his family.
Well, quite honestly, look, let's just tell it like it is. Two things. First, that picture is not for him to enjoy. And you know that. You know that's not why he has the photo.
Oh, you think he's showing it off to the other guys in the...
Absolutely right. That's the only reason he has that. Look, he could have any... dressed with he and his family. The only reason I see through this guy, the only reason he's got that up is for other people in the office, both men and women, so he could say, see what I'm capable of attracting.
Of landing.
Yeah.
I can see that. Okay.
And then here's another question for you. Would you draw the line in the office if it was a naked photo of his wife?
Well, yes, that's inappropriate.
Okay. So what you're saying is there is a line that is an inappropriate
for office. If it's nudity, yes. But hey, he's got a picture of them in Hawaii and snapped a shot of his wife in a swimsuit, and that's up at the desk. Fine. So be it. I'm all right with it.
Let's see what listeners think. This is crying out for a five calls says it all.
Please. Yeah. What would you do?
Don't even hesitate. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Caroline is saying, I'm wondering if I should speak to HR because she finds the photo troublesome.
Troublesome. All right.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. It could be that some of our listeners have stories about something similar that they've had.
Yeah.
Either somebody complained about their photo or one of our listeners complained about somebody else's photos.
Mm-hmm. You see it every day when you walk by.
I got this bumper music today.
A little Nirvana, right?
I'll be darned. Hey, we got a note from Caroline. She says the guy who works in the cubicle next to her at the office has family pictures up in his work area like most of us, but what she's bothered by is one photo. It's the guy's wife in a super skimpy, revealing bikini. And Caroline says, I don't think this has a place in a professional workspace, even though it's a family photo. And she says, I'm wondering if I should speak to HR about it. Could you discuss this on your radio show? Well, Caroline, we have. Lines are full. Full. Let's jump on them. Hello, Holly. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hi, Holly.
So what do you think about Caroline's dilemma?
I don't think it's a dilemma. I think that it's fine, and it definitely should not be brought up to HR.
No? How come?
I mean, It's his family photo on his desk, and Caroline doesn't have to look at it if she doesn't like it.
There is that. Just keep walking.
I can't imagine it's like an 18 by 20 size photo. A small photo on his
What
desk.
If it is?
Yeah, so we've already determined that, you know, if it's a... We've determined that if it's nudity, that it's not. So now you're saying the size plays a part in this, too. Is that right?
I mean, I guess. No, I don't think it does. I'm just pointing out it's probably an average size photo, which is a small piece of a person's desk that it shouldn't be someone's worry.
Right, like, it's his what wife. If it He's was, admiring his wife.
Hypothetically. If it was a poster size photo, but it's no, let's just say hypothetically,
okay. All right.
It's his wife, but let's say it's poster sized and she's like, you know, doing
sprawled
the
over on a rock or something,
or sprawled over like the hood of a car giving the car wash. You remember that old
what kind of car?
I know, Holly, it's a good classic.
Right. If it's a Mini Cooper, I want him to take it down.
It's a PT Cruiser.
No, get it down. I'll rip it down.
Holly, have a great day.
I know,
all right?
You too.
Bye,
thanks
Holly.
For being on the show.
That's funny.
Here comes Ashley. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, boys.
Morning.
Hi. So, should she talk to HR or not?
I agree with Holly. I don't think that she should talk to HR.
Don't you find it kind of romantic that this guy's so in love with his wife that he's got that up? I think it's cute.
I do. And honestly, boys, I'm someone who likes to take a deeper look at things. And honestly, I should think that she should ask herself what bothers her about the photo so much. It sounds like she takes care of herself. She's an empowered woman wearing a bathing suit like that. It sounded like it was a family photo, too, not just of her.
No, this one is just of her.
There's two different ones.
But he does have other family photos around it. But this one is a standalone.
It's a nice headshot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she should ask herself, like, why it bothers her so much. It's in his cubicle. He's the one looking at it. I do get your point that maybe he did put it up to show off a little bit.
Of course he did.
He's proud of her. He's proud of her.
It's all right.
Ashley, thank you for calling us. We appreciate chatting with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next up is Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, good morning, boys.
Morning.
So are we reporting the photo to HR or not?
Absolutely not.
No.
Wow. I'm surprised we're not getting any yeses. Like, yes, report
him. I'm really
him.
Surprised. Why would you say no, Chris?
I think Caroline is what's wrong in the world right now. These hypersensitive, I got to complain to somebody about something. Turn a blind eye, Caroline, when you pass the desk.
She seems a little bit like a busybody to me. Just a little bit.
Jeremy, she is a listener to our
and,
show.
And, well, she wrote
right
in,
now.
So she's fully expecting us to critique her life. A bit of a busybody.
Well, Chris, thank you for your vote. I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, boys. You too. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. If we go through every call and not one of them say something.
That makes me happy.
I'll be surprised. Corey, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hello, sir.
What's the word? What are we doing here?
Well, I agree with that last caller. I think that's exactly what's wrong with the world today. If she doesn't like it, she doesn't have to look at it. And I'm wondering if there's just a little bit of jealousy there.
Oh, then maybe she doesn't look like that?
Well.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, it could be, you know, maybe. She'd be stewing on that a little bit.
You know, nobody is bringing it. Corey, just playing devil's advocate here. Not one person is bringing up the fact she's talking about. To me, she brings up at least a valid point that this is a professional workspace. All right. And in a professional workspace, you don't necessarily need boob shots, you know, in your workspace. I'm just saying.
Says who?
Well, I'm just saying. Well, you as a guy, you're going to
say
that.
Sure, you're going to say that. Yeah.
But I'm wondering if there are enough women who are like, you know, yeah, nice. You know, you're kind of objectifying a woman in a works. Can we at least just, why not put her in a business suit, showing her going to work rather than you've got to flash your wife in her, you know, skimpy bikini.
But who's to say you walk down like two more cubicles and a woman has a poster of Jason Momoa up? as Aquaman or something, I mean, then do you find that offensive and they need to take that down?
Personally, I find nothing offends me in the
world.
I'm
the same. You and I are in the same boat when it comes to that.
I'm just saying if I'm playing devil's advocate, I'm not going to turn a blind eye and say 100% of people would have no problem with a bikini shot in the workplace.
You got to think about if this place has like clients and stuff walking through, right?
Exactly.
If you got clients walking through and they're seeing this stuff in the cube, is
that
appropriate?
Change your mind?
Does that change your mind? Me, no.
Corey, thank you much for your call. We appreciate it. We got two more, Chad and Karen. Hello, Chad. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
What do you think?
I don't have a problem with the photo. You know, you guys touched on a few things that I was thinking about with regards to the size. You know, if he's got a big poster of his wife in a bikini on the wall, well, okay, that may be a little questionable, but it sounds like it's, you know, a part of his office space in his cubicle. Probably got a diverse set of photos up of his family, and one of them happens to be a picture of his wife in a bikini. Good for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get him through the day.
You know, you're right. You're like, oh, if I just make it through the day, I can go home to my wife.
Chad, thank you for your time, That's buddy. Funny. Have a great day, all right?
You too. Thanks, guys.
See you, dude.
I appreciate it. The last word on this is Karen on line 5. Hello, Karen. Welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So not one person has caused a stink over this. Are you going to be that one?
No, I'm not going to be the Carolina that Jeremy referred to.
Caroline.
Karen, yeah.
Caroline.
Karen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I think it's fine. I'm just actually happy to hear that so many people think it's fine, because I am really, like two of the callers, is just tired of all the sensitivity to a picture. Come on now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
I think it's great.
I find myself walking the line here, because I'm the guy who can't be offended by anything. I, too, rail all the time about how this is outraged America. Can we just get over being outraged by everything we see?
Yep.
Having said that, I do see a part of Caroline's argument about how in a workspace, this is maybe not the image that we want to be portraying. I at least am sensitive to that. It wouldn't bother me, but I see her point at least. But you know,
I guess I can see her point a little bit, but at the same time, it's not an HR issue. And if anything, go talk to him and just say, can you move the photo into your cubicle a little bit more?
Right, so I don't have to see it.
Or,
and that's the thing. He's like not taking this picture and walking into every cube every morning and going, look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. It's just sitting there on his desk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Karen, you know what? I'll agree with you on one other thing. I'm actually stunned that we did not get a call from someone saying I would complain.
That feels
I'm
good.
Really surprised.
I like that.
So
I'm surprised, but I'm very happy.
Yes, I'm heartened.
We're with
by
you.
Or you know what it could be? Here's a possibility. All of the people who are outraged by this choose to listen to radio stations that cater to that,
the
while the
talk.
Dom and Jeremy show is a little bit looser.
Happy
think?
Talk.
I agree, and that's why I haven't enjoyed it for so many years. I've been listening for over 20 years.
Oh, you're
really
a sweetheart.
Dang, Karen, tongue kiss
like
for you.
You're one of the good Karens.
Multiple tongue kisses for you.
Tom, settle down.
Why can't
now
I?
Now you're making
it?
This an HR issue.
No.
You're tongue kissing Karen's this morning.
Karen hasn't said she's bothered by it, have you?
I am.
No.
Karen, we do love you. Have a great day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
See you later.
You know, that might have a part in it. I mean, all of these things have a little. First of all, the people who are outraged might not have been able to get through because the lines were filled. Secondly, we don't cater to outraged America on the show, so we might not get a lot of those listening.
Which is great.
And I might point out that this is the number one rated show in Denver. So
yet again, we just got ratings. So yes, thank you.
I used to complain that the 5% who are outraged are the ones who get all the press, they get all the time on the news and stuff like that. Because if you're if you're just content with everything, you don't make a stink, you don't make it onto the news.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, there's 5% who bully the other 95%. We don't cater to outraged America, and it's the number one show. I'm just...
Correlation?
Possibly.
We like the other 95%. Call us more.
Hey, got a mind bender in just a few minutes. That's a thank you to all the calls. Caroline, we know you're listening.
Just live your life, girl.
There's nothing more we can say. The listeners all say
I like the option of maybe just talking to the guy and saying, hey, could you bump it over to the left a little bit, you know?
Yeah, to the left, to the left. Move the skimpy picture on your desk to the left.